13. Page 54.
Thanks for helping me study for the math test, Shlomo. Math is really difficult for me.
That's okay, Tamar. Let's do another problem. Wow, the answer is 5.
Is that a mistake?
No, the answer is right. But 5 is my lucky number. The test is on May the 5th, and we have to study 5 chapters for it. Now, I'm sure I'm going to do well on the test.
You're going to do well because you're good at math, not because of some number.
But it's true. Anything connected to the number 5 always brings me good luck.
That's just a superstition. I guess you never let a black cat walk in front of you, and you don't want to walk under ladders.
I never walk under ladders, and I never let black cats walk anywhere near me. That would bring me bad luck.
Well, I don't believe in superstitions.
Okay, well, listen to this. My grandmother always says that if you break a mirror, something bad will happen. When my family went to Eilat last summer, I broke a mirror while I was packing. Then, on the way to Eilat, our car broke down.
That could happen to anyone. People are superstitious about things that would happen anyway. For example, my brother is on the school basketball team. He always wears the same white t-shirt under his uniform. He says that the shirt makes him play better. One time, my mother didn't have time to wash his lucky shirt.
What happened?
My mother gave him another white t-shirt. He didn't know the difference. He played his best game of the season because he thought he was wearing his lucky shirt.
Haha, that's funny. Maybe you're right about superstitions. But I still believe that 5 is my lucky number.
And I still believe that I will only do well on the test if you help me.